Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yemi's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.
To the class of 2021 and the family, friends, teachers, and neighbors who helped them along the way, congratulations, you did it. Graduation might look a little different this year, and it'll almost certainly feel different. But whether you're celebrating with a small crew in person or gearing up for another virtual event, this is your moment, which is why we're bringing you the commencement you deserve, full of wisdom to help you step into the real world and enter a brand new normal. And now, please welcome Minnie Driver.
This is Minnie Driver. I firstly want to congratulate you for having graduated under what have been extremely challenging circumstances. We don't have any recent precedent for a pandemic having forced us to stay at home for 15 months, but there are parallel moments of hardship and weirdness, both culturally and socially, which meant people had to carry on no matter what. My own dad flew in World War II. He was just 18 when his plane was shot down over the North Sea in December 1939. Average water temperature was 3 degrees centigrade, 37.4 degrees Fahrenheit. He saved 4 men from drowning, survived the war, but suffered PTSD in different ways his whole life. For the woman he married in 1948, not my mother, her life had been changed utterly, having assumed she would finish school and marry, only to find herself leaving school to work through the war, and then at the end of it, there being hardly any young men left to build a life with. She and my father decided to get married because it was practical. Love grew out of that practicality. It was not what either of them had envisioned. And perhaps that's really what I want to say to you. You have learned this past year and a half, happily or not, that circumstance in life can change in an instant, and that your happiness, success, and growth can only ever come from how you decide to belly up to it. It's a blessing and a curse, but I genuinely think it's more of a blessing to be able to move in a nimble way through life, to know from the very beginning that you are in charge of how you metabolize and then synthesize circumstance. Sallying forth into the world in its current circumstance will require a lot of creative thought. But I have to tell you, from my 51-year-old vantage point, being adept at creative thinking is probably the most powerful tool I've cultivated since I myself graduated. The idea that any of the business of living is easy is a fallacy perpetuated by any number of external forces, most of them wanting you to subscribe or buy something. I wish someone had told me when I was younger that there sincerely is no there, and to let go of the idea, the fixed idea, of there being some arrival point in life. This is not the same thing as abandoning the notion of having goals, but rather embracing the idea that we can be fluid and strong enough to create what we want within the vicissitudes of life. In many ways, you have all been prepped and trained to be ready to make drastic changes at very short notice. You have all just got on with the rare circumstance of having had to stay home and learn in your senior year of college. I wonder if you'll all go forth into the rest of your lives with the greatest sense of not taking anything for granted, Another lesson I know it's taken me years to learn. And as with most of the truly useful tricks to living contentedly, successfully, and with meaning, the prescription is mostly counterintuitive, or it's always sounded that way to me. Imagine what it is you want, then rigorously take your mind off it and concentrate on mining each present moment for what is good, interesting, useful, and practical. Be ready to change course at a moment's notice, trusting that there are infinite numbers of pathways to what you want, not just the one you have become attached to. I'll leave you with a quick insight from my mum, who died a month ago at 84 years old, having lived a glorious, passionate, and wayward life, and whose wisdom is largely the contents of what I've been saying to you. I called her up about a year ago, just before the pandemic hit, and I was complaining about how hard everything felt, how frustrating it was that at 51, with what is generally perceived as a successful career behind me, and with huge anticipation for all the things I still wanted to do, getting work and achieving goals was an uphill experience. I told her it felt embarrassing and inappropriate that I still had to hustle so hard for work and opportunities, that it was a grind, that nothing came easily. She was silent listening to me vent, and then she said, "Well, I love the hustle. I love the grind. The grind is what gets me out of bed in the morning. And whoever promised you that it would be easy, why is that your assumption? Ease is not the end game, Min. Playing is the point. So my hope for you is that you will venture out into the world, whatever the current topography looks like, and let yourself and your creativity be the arbiter of your experience. Let circumstance be immaterial to your growth. You are living proof that this is entirely possible. I wish you every good fortune."
You can find the collection of incredible commencement addresses from all your favorite speakers at the Commencement Podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.